We have to understand something before we even go on with the writing. How much gets back to him? What is the intent? Are they setting him up to pull us down? Pull himself in? When you effort to discern truth out of any given situation, you start with what is available to you. Now, I have an advantage, and so will all of you who have been following the journals and the writings all through this period of time that we have been writing. Gunther Rosbacher is an interesting one to pay attention to, because Gunther is a most interesting person, not the least of which James Bond would be a little bit chagrined in his ineptness. But don't you for one second underestimate the power of God when God needs a servant. You think God is above utilizing his own pull when he needs to touch a man? Is this one of those times? You see, it doesn't matter. That's between Gunther and God. So, if you wish to go back and someone can pull this out, you can read in the journals about this original little episode of the October flight to Paris. There were other ones involved, Beneke. There were ones who got very damn dead very quickly. Gunther remains alive. Why would that be? Well, for one thing, he knows too much. There's too much information out there that the moment something really seriously happens to him, it's public. And it's in hands whereby it will not be covered easily. They've got to take out too many. But what does this do for his possibilities? Without going forth and demanding your constitutional rights, not very much. Or would they let him loose to tag around after Hatton? It might be to their advantage to do that. But you know what? I don't lose many. Not really. And not when I make up my mind that I'm not going to let that one get away. Because that one's intent is squared away with God. Therefore, he can flap around out there for a while. But if his purpose is in service to God and this transition and this mission, he's not going to get away. He's not going to want to get away. All he needs is the closeness of an expression and the realization. And you heard the realization. If that were not coming from a heart intent as a petition to a host who might have the ear of God, I want to tell you he would have worded it differently. This is how I recognize. So hold this in your hearts when you try to fool old Hatton. When this scribe represents nothing, and I don't care who you are, start talking to me, I know that you are talking to me and not to the scribe. And this gentleman, regardless of what his other intent might be, is for God to please hear and not let this happen to them. And he knows his only way to have that happen, because we don't fool ourselves when we are in the pit. We don't fool ourselves when the bullets are flying over the foxhole. And reason takes over. And it says there's only one way out of this pit. And that's to recognize God, who may be able to reach through out there in some manner to my brothers, we the people, who will not tolerate what has happened to us. And I hear it, and I accept it. And I hope that he will get the word. You see, whatever his conscious intent might be, he speaks for a group. You would even know some of them. One sits down in Terminal Island because he refused to testify against Bo Grites. 14 years they sent this young man away, because he would not lie. And in many ways, Gunther's had it a lot easier. They haven't dared really touch him, and they needed him. They needed him to fly that confounded airplane. That's how small and sneaky they are. And then they'll come along and make promises. You do this. You know, you don't crash yourself in the middle of the ocean. They've got ways of squaring that around, too, to make damn sure you don't do it. It's called family. So while you're having your little personal irritation sessions, please pull yourself up out of it and think about these ones with these kinds of pressures, and maybe yours won't look so bad. Please go on.
Readers, when the soul of a brother cries out for hearing, and you listen not, ye be the one who is harshly judged in that ending judgment. This is the situation with all prisoners of the government elite kings. Even the king would be first to say, "Golly, I'm sorry, Gunther, but it's either you or me, and so since I am king, it is you who will rot in prison for your actual act of serving nation and king." This is very, very sobering on the realization of the man in the trap. "Indeed, son, I certainly do hear your call, and we shall rally the brothers who would walk with you and not forget that except for the grace of God Creator, go they." Even this little grandmother who types at this keyboard lives in total jeopardy of their fangs. But ye who would be free must find freedom for all citizens and not just for self. Grite said it well. "I wish I could just go live my life and care about who wins the Super Bowl. I hear your call, but you must realize that the price of freedom is the willingness to turn away from the Super Bowl and into the responsibility of freedom for all who are so falsely incarcerated. and those headed for total slavery at the hands of the kings. We shall begin this day, for I hear your petition, and we start wherein we must always start, with your brothers who give a damn. I am asking, readers, that you again respond wherein you can. Let us take one lighted step at a time. Prisoners of war are not simply those in some Vietnam dungeon or rice paddy. They are far more frequently in the cell next door to another within your good old federal districts. Some of them are let out on tethers to continue to serve with promises or hints of promises or threats against their loved ones, as most prisoners soon care not for cells, but theirs is such an orchestrated disaster as to lose meaning. We have to be most discerning, for some would sell their souls to these bastards to just get out and slay this old troop of Hatons. These are the ones, however, who in service of God, to God and nation, can change this old world and into a land of freedom, worthy of that lamp unto that very world. God cared not about the words upon the lips, but rather that which resides in the intent and heart within. I am going to continue the subject of POWs as we have our next sitting, for much information from excellent writers is available from very high-ranking inside sources who see the black skull and crossbones on the chests and shields of the would-be rulers.
Did anybody notice that the flight crews, the pilots, the ones on the aircraft carriers, wear skull and crossbones? Your own men on these raids over Iraq, they're called the Black Knights. I was hoping that some of you would notice.
I saw it.
I need not look far to have that truth which serves you best. As you come into truth of that which is, you will see the truth of my mission and that of God. Lack of funding denies the CLC the ability to just jump into each fray. But as one step following another builds the foundation, so too shall funding begin to trickle and then to flow. The point of the planners was to disable you ones from the very aspects of life which would ensure their winning. Very early on would come the corruption of the very justice system, and then take away capability to financially fight anything to the point of winning. First they take control of the wealth, then the spirit, gain total control over the law, health, and morals of the citizenry, and the game is over. Well, the game is not over. God wins, remember? This old game is not over by a long shot. The demons, living and dead, if we wish, attack ever more diligently as the skirmish becomes full-blown battle. What would you expect? No thornless rose garden, this field of dreams and killing nightmares. You are moving into the reality of experience and expression from this illusion of flesh manifestation for the growth and challenge to soul. I ask that each and every one of you who can hold a pen and afford 29 cents in a stamp, write to Gunther Rustbacher. Show him the same support you give unto other of your brothers in trouble. Let him know that he and the other comrades of battle are not forgotten, and that you will not let them down or walk away from them. First, give them hope. Let us call this our own Restore Hope Project. In the seeing and the hearing of the call and the blessings of the faithful, shall they come forth in battle gear to battle again on the turf of God and nation. These are the very ones trained and able if you, the people, do your portion. The address is Gunther Karl Rustbacher, Captain, USN, JCCC, 184306, Post Office Box 900, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102-0900. Many come, but few are chosen. When the commitment is made, however, God expects the service. So be it. Lessons are learned in many ways. Discern the man, judge the actions. Through this works shall a man be known. Through his works shall a man be known. The voice of truth shall be heard above the whirlwind, and the actions of man shall be seen for that which they are. May your voice and your actions always reflect goodness, for they will always reflect your goal. Therefore, it is best to attend your goal. I have a brief notice to you who will find missing the messages of Rosa. We have been informed that unless we print all that is given in order and in total, we shall not be welcome to use any of the writings. I find it most unfortunate, for I see that Moses is telling her that he shall soon be ceasing to write through her, and that Jesus' energy seems to be giving the edict of all or nothing at all. I would question this carefully indeed. It is fine. We shall not print more, for we honor all requests as such. The Liberator is a voice for and of the people in regaining of liberty. My only mission, actually, is your spiritual fulfillment. However, we take one step at a time and regain first your ability to function in a measure of freedom long enough to have choice of spirituality. The paper is much too lengthy, and we cannot print all that is written by others or even ourselves. If this is not suitable to guest writers, then we have to bow to their wishes. This was a threat, and I refuse to play the game regardless of what label these energy forms pull down around themselves as in robes of bleached white image and pious speech. Truth can come from the depths of hell, Chilas, and you must learn to discern which is which. If I am not permitted to edit and discern that word, it shall not go into this paper, good or perceived bad. Moses referred to our readers and citizens in general as slovenly, gluttonous pigs. Man is simply sleeping. This does not make him either a swine or a fool, simply unknowing and unwise in ignorance. I chose not to print those writings and did, in fact, simply leave out the couple of subjects, for we had no agreement to print anything, much less everything, from that source. We found much worthy of sharing and did so. We will now, as ordered, reluctantly not utilize the material. I believe the writings can be gotten from a bulletin board or something. I believe the Liberator was the only paper which was utilizing the writings. Our editors see no alternative other than to fully honor such edict. This in no way renounces Rosa. She is a valid scribe, but it does mean that clarity and clearing of energy forms must be attended constantly. How better to lose the ability to be heard than by doing exactly this, pulling the word in total? Ponder it. None shall come into the space of the hosts of God and make demands. These games can be played anywhere you can gain hearing, but not in my command with my space and mission. If God be with you, who can be against you? Almost everyone. If God be with you, however, no one shall prevail against you. You might well get pretty battered and tattered in the battles, but stay the course and you shall win. Also, beloved friends, I shall not bend to these pressures, and further, you would not continue to be reading this if you wanted a wishy-washy commander. You have had enough who bend to bribes, threats, and lying assaults. We stand this ground and stay this course. A remnant is going to get through, for it is the will of God, and to do so there must be preparation and unbending integrity in concept and action. Will we stand alone? Nay, for man has waited long for this day of the Lord, and we are the hosts come to prepare that way against that day of coming into glory. This means we have to get a little constitutional freedom going here, brothers. Today is as good a day to get on with it as you are going to have. It won't get better unless you make it better. If you wish me to call a spade a cute little shiny garden dirt lifting instrument, I can do so. If you wish me to call it a hoe, no thank you. You can actually hoe with a spade, but it is the dickens an inconvenience. Let us close now, Dharma, as we have a meeting in a few minutes and we can talk on these matters. Thank you. Hatton to stand aside.
Thank you. I apologize, EJ, for pulling you down here and asking you to do all this reading. But I want the message shared at this level, both in this room and with ones who will be getting these tapes. We don't have any better way to have meetings. And regardless of the spiritual aspect of our journey, we have to have business meetings. We have to deal with the practicalities of life. I'd like to throw all of this bothersome nitpicking out that window and only deal with the wondrous things of whole life health, service in light, complete dwelling in peace. For goodness sakes, we're teaching you the practical physical aspect of ascending. You don't just get it. And we're not allowed just to drop it on you, because that way you don't get it. That becomes something for nothing. And that's not the way man gains his lessons. It doesn't mean that lessons have to be gained through hard knocks. One will say, well, this is just a veil of tears and a journey for suffering. No, it's not. It's for whatever you make it to be. And if you want to suffer, and you want pain, and you want misery, and you want poverty, and you want all those things, you're going to get it. Because you will work at it till you get it. I wish you would work equally as hard to have abundance, beauty, integrity, and glory. Because you can pull off either one. Why would you make your way harder and more miserable? You set up your own enemies. You confound them and you challenge them, and they're going to fight. And they're going to have the bigger gun. But they don't have the biggest gun. Just bigger than you have at the moment while you're learning your lessons. If you don't know how to use the biggest gun, then it's of no value to you whatsoever. And their impact will be to stop somehow these messages getting out so that you don't know how to ever use that big gun. Well, that won't work either. They know it won't. But every time we play into these kinds of hands and situations, it slows you down. The pressures get big. You're doing all right. You'd all be completely nuts in an institution if you weren't doing pretty well. Consider the stress you're under. Consider the stress that just these two are under. And they're getting better. They're not deteriorating. From day to day, they may think that they are deteriorating, but the pressures mount every day, and they're getting stronger.
Is it Gayatriana, the miracle? Partly. But we had begun to already introduce some of these things. We have to have the strength that will not succumb. And every one of you are human. I would like to disillusion some who know that you come directly. You also came by way of flesh. So you're human. And you're subject to the same human frailties. You are subject to anger and reaction without thought in many, many situations happening to you every day. So it always behooves shoveling off your own step before you make aggressive moves against another. We have a massive job to be done. And if you think you're going to get through here without controversy, when you are so absolutely and significantly unique, each of you, you're in error. You're going to react from time to time. We are trying to begin to form always acting in controlled response. We saw the impact that could happen by one's just writing to Weaver. They haven't known what to do with all of the mail that pours in. And yet he too, because of it and the attention, was swept away and almost fell into a trap of very humanness, which would have ended up losing him the support of we the people. Because you see, people are responding to many things. And with Weaver, it wasn't Randy Weaver, poor patriot. It was Randy Weaver, the husband of Vicky and the father of Sam and the friend of Kevin. So in responding to Randy and that family was being expressed the love, appreciation, and sorrow over what has come to our nation on that mountain. And that a mother and a son were slain. And one might well look into that marshal that was killed, because he was murdered by his own brothers. That's how bad it is. They will kill their own without blinking an eye. And ones like Gunther and Bo, as in Greitz, have learned that. No matter what they tell you, they will betray you in the blink of an eye and leave you to rot in hell. And this same bastard bunch has done it to the ones who fought and have paid the penalty for your nation. For this and all other before them administrations' greed. When man will do unto his brother for self, while his brother pays the price, it is always greed. And ones can take all the exception to my language that you want to, but you don't have another term for it. Give me another term. If anybody in this room can give me another term, I would accept it. I search for it. I look for it. It's not in Dorma's dictionary. Some of your other languages have other words that have meaning. That is, it's like the difference in love and agape. So agapo means I love you in a godly way. I love you. It has no sexual connotation. It has no I want something from you connotation. It means I, without any confines, love you in a godly way. Not me, Tarzan, you, Jane. Me simply love you. Has nothing to do ever with forgiveness. Forgiveness never enters the picture. It is automatic. Discernment always enters the picture. Any time you bury a brother or take from a brother for the benefit of self, and it's wrongfully applied. Sometimes you absolutely have the right to take because that is the proper way a thing is structured. But if you bring pain and misery upon an innocent brother for your gain or your ego or yourself, that is greed. And there is no other English word that fits it. There are some meaning much worse. But you have to be very careful. And when you try to excuse that action, you better have some reasons, not excuses, because excuses are easily seen through. As you move along on this journey to get where we need to go, the only way you're going to get it is going to be through your trust of each other. And if you continue the way it's going to handle everything as a lawsuit possibility, you aren't going to go anywhere except to court and pay attorneys. You're going to have to trust each other. And you're going to have to understand that for the security, many things will not be written. Some things will be written. But they will always be for protection, never against. And if you cannot work together, one with another, to make this work on the word, and the handshake, then you don't have anything worth saving.
Now, ones would come in. Let's audit all the books. Let's find out who's doing what to whom. Well, there is not one business, not one entity that you cannot come in and audit fully, except for one thing. Everything is handled in privacy. And surprisingly enough, the very ones that it would be open to for total audit is your government. Your IRS, your SWAT teams, your court. But if you think anybody's going to come in order to find out what Mary Jo did, or Uncle Tom did, or Aunt Millie in Southern Texas did, wrong. If you think that we will lower the protective walls that it has taken years to learn how to build for your privacy, you've come to the wrong place. Once participate for that very privacy, and your curiosity is not going to cut it. Now, how would you know that this Cosmos group was full of BS? Because of that stupid form they sent. Did the ones who made up the form fully intend to get listing? Yes. Indeed. Served two purposes. Would get you on a nice big list. Were they at CDR headquarters aware of this? I would guess not. Or they would have handled it more cleverly than they did. Always you're going to find the group of patriots at the heart of it. Being influenced by ones who say, well, I know all about that. Let me show you how. Let's just flood this other place with all these cards and letters, names and addresses. My gracious, what a good snow job. And hundreds of letters poured in there, and these people didn't have the vaguest idea what in the soup they were for. They were getting you ready for the next one. Come on, patriots. Fill out this form. Where are you now, or were you ever in the CIA? Oh, goodness. How about your phone number, address, zip code, Social Security? Well, no, they didn't ask for the Social Security number. I wonder why they didn't. Could it be that they already have it? Was it intentional? Well, I've had it described to me now from some pretty insightful people that it was to make a list of patriots, and on the other side of the coin, it was a full-fledged governmental sting. And you better watch another one that'll be coming along called the Universal Project or something very, very similar. Don't fall in their traps. It's like wanting to audit books, corporations, etc. the purpose of them is not to be able to pierce those veils and maintain that security. And here, ones have paid hundreds of dollars. You could have gotten, you know, 3 volumes on privacy from getting 3 journals. Or you can get a little thin one and pay $50 for Mr. Nisman to not even find out all you need to know. But he does have that in there now. I'm not selling privacy books. I'm pointing out to you ones in this room how many of you have invested hours and money and protective devices and let's go find the bug devices. Let's get my money out of America and into Switzerland. Let's be sure and get our money offshore so that when they come down, there ain't no way you can get it back. All they've got to do is stop it at the borders. And the borders are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. We have to deal with how are you going to get it interstate pretty soon. But you see, as long as you have your constitution, they can't quite lower that wall. But Mr. Perot would have a constitutional convention, little sleepy heads. And it'll sound pretty damn good to you. And it'll be over. That's all they're waiting for. A constitutional convention, they will throw out your constitution. You're already operating under the United Nations Charter and the new state's constitution, which are districts, federal districts, 10 of them. In your continental United States. And in the length of time that it takes to lick a stamp and drop this form in the mailbox, you had just blown everything you ever did for privacy. You see, you can support patriot movements and patriot groups as a citizen and as a patriot without giving away one iota of your privacy. Those are not the kinds of questions that you ask patriots. I want you, please, please, to use your mind. God gave you reasoning brains. That's what sets you aside from all other of His marvelous creations, is that ability to think, reason, and have free will to utilize your choices. Don't be foolish. There is much, much going on. Very, very valid. And know that when all of this kind of information is being sprung on you and none of it comes to be, that you either had some real dodo brains out there with their mouths open, and that happens too. But usually the seed is planted very carefully. In the proper soil. Give these ones that you know are incarcerated a reason for wanting to get out. And if and when they do get out, they won't run hide behind their television stair box and abandon you. It also gives them enough publicity.
even if they start stopping the mail at the front office, somebody will know. Somebody will know. And the more ones who know, the harder it is to wipe you out. Let's give Gunther a chance. He knows other ones. This is the only way you're going to get your mission done. You have to kiss a lot of frogs, precious ones, to find the prince. And there are a lot more toads than there are frogs. But it helps to know where the toads are, doesn't it? And who to avoid and what pitfalls will come with their spickle. He needs the support. They all do. He just happens to be named. And each one needs a central receiving person. And he's already given them such misery. We may as well let him have a little pleasure, too.